Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Up till now we did the chapters, what happens to a person before he is buried. Now from here on we'll do what happens to a person after he is put in the qabr, what he experiences, and thereafter. So today's chapter starts with physical and spiritual bounties in the grave. The physical and spiritual bounties that are in the grave. عن سعيد بن المسيب رضي الله عنه أن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك منذ حدثتني بصوت منكر ونكير وضغطة القبر ليس ينفعني شيء قال يا عائشة إن صوت منكر ونكير في أسماع المؤمنين كالإثمد في العين وضغطة القبر على المؤمنين كالأم الشفيقة يشكو إليها ابنها الصداع فتغمز رأسه غمزا رفيقا ولكن يا عائشة ويل للشاكين في الله كيف يضغطون في قبورهم كضغطة الصخرة على البيضة. حضرت سعيد بن مسيب رحمة الله عليه نريزل حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها said, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, ever since you related to me about the sound of Munkar and Nakir and the pressure of the grave, nothing has been able to give me solace. It worried her so much. This was the quality of Sahaba. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. It would worry them so much that when they would hear something about the qabr, they wouldn't take it lightly. They would take it very seriously. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that ever since you related to me about the sound of Munkar and Nakir are the two angels that are appointed to do the questioning in the qabr. Ever since you had told me about the sound of Munkar and Nakir and the pressure of the grave, in other words, that the grave squeezes a person, grave pressurizes a person, squeezes, we'll understand further what will happen to a believer, but the pressure of the grave against the person, she says that nothing has been able to give me solace. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, the sound of Munkar and Nakir in the ears of a believer will be as enjoyable as antimony. Antimony is surma. As surma is in the eye. A person who is in the habit of putting surma, he finds it very cooling, very pleasant, very enjoyable to put that surma in the eye. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that, O Aisha, the sound of Munkar and Nakir in the ears of a believer will be as enjoyable as antimony is in the eye. The pressure of the grave will be as comforting to the believer as an affectionate mother who gently presses the head of a child when he complains of a headache. When the mother now, when the child is complaining that the head is paining, the mother gently presses, she doesn't squeeze it with too much of pressure, gently she presses the child's head to try and ease the pain of the headache. Like that qabr will gently pressurize, but will gently hug that person. You know, like an enjoyable, like a pleasant hug the qabr will give a believer. So the pressure of the grave will be as comforting to the believer as an affectionate mother who gently presses the head of a child when he complains of a headache. However, O Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, destruction is for those who doubt the existence of Allah and His injunctions. They will be crushed in their graves just as an egg is crushed by a rock. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying that who will really be pressured? These people that didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His injunctions, they will be crushed in their graves just as an egg is crushed by a rock. And we might ask ourselves, but we know in other hadith that the qabr will be expanded. So that hadith also is coming to explain that what will happen and the beauty and the enjoyment as far as what will happen in the qabr is concerned. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا دُفِنَ الْعَبْدُ الْمُؤْمِنُ قَالَ لَهُ الْقَبْرُ مَرْحَبًا وَأَهْلًا أما إن كنت لأحب من يمشي على ظهري إلي فإذا وليتك اليوم وسيرت إلي فسترى صنعي بك فيتسع له مد بصري ويفتح له باب إلى الجنة قال وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما القبر روضة من رياض الجنة أو حفرة من حفر النار. حضرت أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when a believing servant is buried in the grave, the grave says to him, can you imagine, now when he's put in the qabr, the qabr now starts talking to this person. So much of beauty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left for a believer. That even we did that one hadith that the, every spot on earth where a person can be buried, they start beautifying him, they beautifying themselves with the hope that this person will be buried in me. Now when this person is put in the qabr, look at what the qabr tells him. When a believing servant is buried, the grave says to him, "Welcome, feel at home. You were the most beloved to me from all those walking on my surface. Now that you have been put under my care and given over to me, you will see how well I will treat you." The grave then expands for him for as far as the eye can see, and a door leading towards paradise is open for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, the grave is either one of the gardens of paradise for the righteous person or one of the pits of the hellfire for the disobedient person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that get all the beauty and the bliss of the qabr also, and all the bliss and the beauty of Jannah. Now here, when the door of paradise is open for this person, such enjoyment he experiences, such beauty he experiences, ulama say that every difficulty that he experienced throughout his life is completely forgotten. One moment of just experiencing that hawa, that breeze, the scene of Jannah, can you imagine? Every difficulty, every hardship of his life is completely forgotten, as though he had no hardships. Even the man that experiences the most hardships in this world, it is as though he experienced nothing, just by one moment with the experience of Jannah. So this is the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for us. Obviously in this world we have to make effort. Our job is to make effort. One sati was of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was telling me that on one occasion he told him that, "Hazrat, you work so hard, sometimes till so late at night, you're answering emails, taking people's problems, queries, etc. You start early in the morning. That why don't you have a rest? Why don't you take a break?" Hazrat Maulana replied in such a nice way. He said, "Don't worry, one day will come when I'll be able to rest nicely. One day will come when I'll be able to rest properly. No phone calls will come, no emails will come, nobody to disturb, nothing. I'll be able to rest nicely, I'll be able to sleep nicely, and that is the qabr." So this is how a believer thinks. When in this world, he's all the time doing good, all the time he's exerting himself, he's thinking that my rest I'm going to take in the qabr. That sleep will be real sleep, that rest will be real rest, that enjoyment will be real enjoyment. But this world is a world that we have to toil and make effort. And once we make that effort, then we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak will allow us to rest, and Allah Pak will allow us to take the break on that day. This is the real break of a believer. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yashifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.